Hey, Rich, what are you reading?
I'm just reading a match report. Listen, the Liverpool and Everton match was in danger of being called off due to snow, but went ahead with snow falling at Anfield.
I bet you wish it had been called off. Liverpool didn't really put away their chances, did they?
I know. We should have killed the game off in the second half. Listen, Calvert-Lewin was brought down for a penalty to Everton. Brought down! The defender never touched him.
It was definitely a penalty. What does it say? Look here. Rooney tucked it away effortlessly.
A draw. Oh well, it could have been worse. I'm already looking forward to beating Everton in the next derby match.
Some of that vocabulary was really difficult. To put away, to tuck away, to call off. All of these are phrasal verbs, and that's what we're going to look at in this week's podcast. Phrasal verbs.
And not just phrasal verbs connected to football, but some common phrasal verbs that people use all the time. Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's podcast, we're looking at vocabulary.
We're going to speak about phrasal verbs. What are phrasal verbs? Why are they difficult to use and remember? How can you learn them and use more of them?
We're going to give you some answers to those questions, and then we're going to introduce 10 phrasal verbs that are common but difficult to learn.
The phrasal verbs we've chosen to teach in this podcast are all high frequency. They are all used a lot. But we also think they're a bit difficult to remember. First, let's think about what a phrasal verb is.
It's a verb form that has two or three parts. For example, called off. The match was nearly called off. Or look forward to. I'm already looking forward to the next derby match.
Called off has two parts. And look forward to has three parts. There is a verb, and then a preposition or adverb, and phrasal verbs often have non-literal meanings.
Because the meanings are non-literal, you have to know the whole form. You can't understand them if you only know the words that make them.
Let's look at an example. The phrasal verb to run out of is quite difficult to understand because it doesn't have anything to do with running.
I had to have black coffee this morning because I've run out of milk.
Here, the phrasal verb means to finish a supply of something that you normally have. It has nothing to do with running or moving quickly.
If you don't know the phrasal verb, you'll need to use the rest of the sentence to help you. I drank black coffee, which I don't like, because I didn't have any milk in my fridge. I'd run out of milk.
Because phrasal verbs often have non-literal meanings, one of the best ways to learn them is in context. It's best to hear them being used and then try to use them yourself.
So, in the next section, we're going to use 10 common phrasal verbs that we think are difficult to learn. It's your job to listen for them and think about what they mean.
We're going to do 5 very short dialogues. Each dialogue includes 2 phrasal verbs.
We want you to pause the listening after each dialogue. We want you to stop and think about 2 things.
First, you need to think what the 2 phrasal verbs in the dialogue are.
And second, you need to think what words or phrases you could use to replace the phrasal verbs.
Let's do an example first. Here's an example dialogue.
I think the match might be called off.
No, it's stopped snowing now. I think it'll go ahead.
Stop and think.
The phrasal verbs in this example were call off and go ahead.
You could replace call off with cancel and go ahead with happen.
When you think you know how to replace the phrasal verbs, play the podcast and listen to the dialogue without the phrasal verbs.
The answers we give you are not the only answers.
There will be lots of ways that you can replace the phrasal verbs. We're just giving you our examples.
Thinking about different ways of saying the same thing should help you understand. Right, here are our five dialogues. Are you ready? Dialogue number one.
Cheer up, Rich. Your team didn't lose.
I know. But can you stop bringing it up?
Stop and think. The phrasal verbs were cheer up and bring up.
Did you think of some words or phrases you could use to replace the phrasal verbs? Maybe you thought of something like this.
Don't be so sad, Rich. Your team didn't lose.
I know, but can you stop talking about it?
Dialogue number two.
Are you looking forward to the holidays, Jack?
Yes, I am, but I always enjoy getting back to work after a break.
Stop and think. The phrasal verbs were look forward to and get back to.
Did you think of some words or phrases that you could use to replace the phrasal verbs? Maybe you thought of something like this.
Are you happy the holidays are nearly here, Jack?
Yes, but I always enjoy returning to work after a break. Dialogue number three.
If you hang on for a minute, I'll come with you.
Can you catch up with me? I'm in a hurry.
Stop and think. The phrasal verbs were hang on and catch up with.
Did you think of some words or phrases you could use to replace the phrasal verbs? Maybe you thought of something like this.
If you wait for a minute, I'll come with you.
Can you walk fast and meet me on the way? I'm in a hurry.
Dialogue number four.
Can you turn over? The match is about to kick off.
Hold on. Let's watch the end of the film first.
Stop and think. The phrasal verbs were turn over, kick off, and hold on.
Did you think of some words or phrases you could use to replace the phrasal verbs? Maybe you thought of something like this.
Can you change the channel? The match is about to start.
Wait a minute. Let's watch the end of the film first.
Dialogue number five.
Can you pick me up from the office later?
You'll have to get the bus. My car broke down yesterday.
Stop and think. The phrasal verbs were pick up and break down.
Did you think of some words or phrases you could use to replace the phrasal verbs? Maybe you thought of something like this.
Can you collect me in your car from the office later?
You'll have to get the bus. My car stopped working yesterday.
Your task this week is to listen to three more dialogues.
This time, the dialogues don't have any phrasal verbs. You have to listen to the dialogues and decide which phrasal verbs from this podcast you could use.
You need to write the dialogues in the comments section and include phrasal verbs from this podcast.
You can change the grammar of the original dialogue but you can't change the meaning. Are you ready?
Dialogue number one.
The match starts at 3 this afternoon. Do you want to watch it?
Yeah, great. I can come and get you at 2 if you like.
Dialogue number two.
If we could return to the topic of today's podcast.
Wait a second. I just want to say one more thing about last night's match.
Dialogue number three.
Don't look so miserable. You only lost 5-0. It could have been 8.
It finished 5-0. I changed the channel when the third goal went in.
Choose one or all three of the dialogues and write your own dialogues with phrasal verbs in the comment section at the bottom of the page.
Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was a draw, which is an event that happens to decide which teams play each other in a cup competition. For example, on the 1st of December, the draw was made for the World Cup in Russia.
It can be a verb too. And of course it's used to describe a match that finishes with the scores level. A 1-1 draw, for example.
What about this for a sentence? England drew with Belgium after being drawn together in the World Cup draw.
Nice. A noun and an irregular verb.
Well done to those of you who got it right. People who got the answer include Lubomir and Saboneleg from Ukraine, Kakaroto from the USA, Milos from Serbia, Ahmed Adam from Sudan, Kwesi Manifest from Ghana, Lekawang from China and El Ghul from Algeria. And also a special well done to Bucci from Japan, who answered the football phrase for the first ever time and also got it right.
What's this week's football phrase?
This week's football phrase is a bit more difficult. The phrase is used to describe something that happens on the pitch, but not where the ball is. It often involves a player or players being violent towards other players or maybe saying something to the crowd or the opposition bench. The referee doesn't usually see what happened, but the television cameras do, and players are often later suspended for...
That one is difficult. Let's see if anybody gets it. We've never had a football phrase with no correct answers. Could this be the first one?
Right. That's all we have time for this week. Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below.
And don't forget to listen to our roundup show called This Week. All the action from Match Week 18 will be on the Premier Skills homepage on Monday.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.